What the? Oh! Paul?
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Flickering Dreams. I've got all my friends here today. We've got Scott, Andy, and Bob. We're reviewing Irish Wish, which is on Netflix at the moment. And basically, Maddie, played by Lindsay Lohan, is sort of in love with her friend, current fiancé, soon-to-be husband, and she's a bridesmaid in their wedding in Ireland. Here's a clip.
Emma! Have you seen Paul?
I haven't seen him anywhere.
How did he get in there?
What is wrong?
I am not the one who's getting married. She is.
Exactly. You, my friend, are marrying Paul Kennedy.
Yes! Come on.
Hello?
It's you.
Like running into a sports car like that is something you do every day.
In a wedding dress.
In a wedding dress.
So, I mean, it's a very paint-by-numbers rom-com for me. That even just when you start, you know exactly how it is going to end. Dare I say overacting from Lindsay Lohan. But yeah, she's been keeping the groom hidden from her friends. And when at the very beginning he bumps into her and her friends, there's an instant spark and suddenly this whirlwind engagement and marriage and devastation on her part. I can't really say much good about this, to be honest. I didn't even find it very good in the way bad rom-coms are good. I think it is like several other films. You know, the little twists and things. It was a carbon copy. It was quite dull for me personally. I did find myself getting up and doing a bit of tidying in the living room whilst I was watching it, which is never a good sign. But you know, it will definitely hit the spot for some people, and being that it is available on Netflix, I can't see it doing too badly. Andy, what did you think of it?
Let's face it, none of us here are really the target audience. And I think, as you say, Emma, it will hit the spot for some people. Because this is basically a teenage rom-com where a young girl gets her wish granted and it doesn't quite work out as she hopes it does. I thought Ireland looked beautiful. Having said that this is on Netflix, this is one film I would like to have seen on the big screen for the cinematography and for the scenery, because the scenery is absolutely stunning. It looks wonderful. The story is pretty mediocre. I mean, it's a boy meets girl, falls in love with boy. Girl gets her wish to marry him, then discovers she actually doesn't love him at all, and he doesn't love her. The whole thing is so telegraphed, it's beyond belief. But I think for some people, I mean, my daughter saw this, and she absolutely really, I wouldn't say she loved it, but she really enjoyed it. So there's some fun to be had for some people. It wasn't my cup of tea. It's a silly, romantic rom-com with lots of coincidences. And I wasn't quite sure whether it was a witch or a saint was actually granting
wicked
the wishes.
Witch of this, the West of Ireland.
The wicked witchy witch of the Western Islands kept appearing. I didn't see any ruby slippers, but I thought that it's fine. It's not great. It's not bad. It's middling. It's fine. That's really all I want to say about it. It's fine.
Scott, great
scenery.
What about you?
Great scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you guys in this one. Sort of put it on as knowing that it was going to be generic, easy watching. You know with Lindsay Lohan what you're going to get, especially when you see the poster as well. It is so Hallmark. There's no surprises in there. It does everything you expect it would do. There's the storyline reminded me in a way of Disney's Wish, in the sense that when you're watching it, it's completely easy to understand. When you try to explain it to someone, you try and say this person loved this person and they did that person and that happened, and you're like, it's far more difficult to explain what it's about than actually just watching it. But yeah, it looked nice. The score was fine. It's something that I'm going to forget about in a month's time.
That long?
Fair enough. Yeah, maybe. So yeah, there's not much more to be said. Generic Hallmark style rom-com from Lindsay Lohan. You know what it is.
A little bizarre to see. Well, I thought it was a bit bizarre seeing Jane Seymour pop up.
Absolutely.
It's kind of wasted as well. They never really
wasted,
did anything.
Done well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what scores are we going for?
Hang on, Andy, a minute. Hang on, I've got to hear Bob's point.
Bob's got to give his... Bob's I've giving his it. Five-star review.
You've seen it? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I've seen this one.
Bob, what did you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it was all so insipid and lame and... I mean, I was trying to find some good things to say about it, and I agreed about the countryside, and I agreed about the music as well by Nathan Lanier. I thought that was quite nice to go with it. The best thing in this movie for me was Ed Spliers as the romantic kind of second lead, the one corner of the love triangle. I thought he was really good. I don't think I've seen him in anything else, but I thought he was kind of like the illustrious Mrs. Movie Man described him as a dashing young Dominic West. And I could see that. And I'd like to see him in a better film, a better rom-com. I think he's got somewhere to go. But, oh, dear. the funniest scene for me was where she comes out of Knock Airport and there aren't any Ubers, big surprise, right? But there's a bus. And it's not just any old bus. It's a magic Irish bus. So it is. And she gets on the bus, doesn't pay a penny, doesn't pay anything, right? And sits down in this bus and she says, I want to go here. Bus driver says, okay, I'll take you there then. And the bus takes her to the gates of this stately mansion, which is probably half a mile up this private road. And dumps her there.
Do you mean I won't get this service if I go to Ireland?
No, it's not a public bus. It's a magic.
I knew there was something about that scene I was missing. I knew there was something about it.
And then the bus has to reverse the other half mile back down the road again to get back to the main road. Right? Yeah. You imagine the Irish guy in the back of the bus saying, Maureen, you wouldn't believe what happened today. Some fucking American got on the bus and forced the bus driver to take it all the way to
right. Which is comment nonsense. As well on how terrible her friends are. She loses her case and then she has to stay behind. They all just bugger off and go to the
leave her
to in the airport by herself and be like, all right, bye, see you later, deal with your problem.
It's like, I mean, what? Yeah. It wasn't good, was it? I mean, it's designed to appeal to Americans, isn't it? They've painted this Irish idyll. And there's lots of diddly-eye music going on in pubs, which unfortunately, if you go to Ireland, there is diddly-eye music right, going on in pubs. And everybody drives a supercar, apparently, in Ireland. Who'd afford it? And they all live in big mansions. I thought that was what caused the troubles like 200, 300 years ago with people living in big mansions. That seems to be lost on the filmmakers, I have to say. But yeah, it wasn't great,
but
was it?
But the scenery's nice.
The scenery. Yeah.
So, should we do the scores now?
Let's do the scores.
Let Bob speak. Andy, what are you giving this one?
I'm giving this a 5 for the scenery because I loved looking at that. I thought it was beautiful.
Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to match it again. 5 out of 10.
What about you? Oh,
I thought I was being generous. I gave it a 4.
Well, so you gave it a 4 as well. Oh, so
there you go.
That's some nice easy maths, and that gives Irish Wish a 4.5 out of 10, making it a miss. Yes. What a shame.
What a shame. So it is.
My daughter will be gutted.
The readers of Horse and Hounds will be delighted. Thank you so much for listening or watching Flickering Dreams. You can find the video version on YouTube and the audio version on all major podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe so you can get each of the weekly episodes as they are released. We'll see you at the movies.